I'm talking here with Neil Hopkin, Executive Head of Rosendale Primary in London. Neil, this afternoon at the SSAT conference, you're running a workshop session on the negotiated curriculum. What are the two or three key messages about the negotiated curriculum you'd like delegates to take away from the session?
I think the key idea behind the negotiated learning curriculum is that you put children right at the heart of the learning. So gone are the days when children would come to school and they might have one particular area of interest, and we ask them to leave that at the door so that they can have the curriculum as we understand it forced into their minds. That simply isn't going to do in the 21st century. What we clearly need to do is to take those children's passions and interests and make sure that we bring the learning outcomes that the government would like those children to gain to the content of their interest. That's the point of negotiated learning. Of course, in real terms, it's the practicalities of how you then work that out and what that's going to look like. And so for us, it's largely around how you would structure the opportunities of the learning environment so that they facilitate the many and varied different interests that the children are going to have. At any one time, children might be learning maths in one part of the classroom, art in another, science in another, and so on. And so the teachers have to become very adept at moving between those various areas and working on that notion of intervention at the point of learning so that they're able to move from one child who needs one particular input in maths to another child who needs another particular input in another area. And for the teacher to do that seamlessly. It's not easy. It's not easy. It requires a lot of thorough planning. It requires a lot of intelligent use of technologies to track where the children are and inform the kind of input you would want to give to them to take them on that next step. I'm absolutely convinced it's the way forward for personalised learning.
Neil, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that probably hurt.
See you shortly, Neil. Thanks very much.
Take care,
sir. You're welcome. No, are you sure? Okay. I'm going to get a sandwich. All right, Casey. Thanks. See you later.